Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechta Gittin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnahs are being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Efrayim, Reziva Kohago, and B'Karav Mamish. And Mishnah Aleph tells us Misha Chazasa Kerdaikos, someone who's grabbed by Kerdaikos. What is this? So when a person drinks too much fresh new wine, he can be taken over by a shade, a demon called Kerdaikos. And that's what happened to this fellow. And when he was under this influence, Va'amar, he said as follows: Kisu get l'ishti, ready to get for my wife. Lamer Kolom, he didn't say anything. We don't pay attention to him because he's under the influence. Amar, however, let's say he was normal and he said, Kisu get l'ishti, ready to get for my wife. V'chazer Kerdaikos, and then he drank too much wine and was grabbed by this demon. V'chazer Amar, and when he was under the influence, he said, Al tichtvu, don't write it. Ein dvar v'achranim Kolom, we don't pay attention to the second thing that he said. Now, while he's still under this influence, we're not going to actually write the get for his wife, but once the effect wears off and he doesn't have his demon on him anymore, then we will write the get for his wife. Now, let's say this guy's totally normal and he's walking around, and one day, nishtatek, he becomes a mute, he's not able to talk. V'amrulay, they asked him, Nichtav get l'ishtacha, should we write a get for your wife? V'erchan b'raisha, and he nods his head. So now we need a check to make sure if he's really in his full faculties and if he actually meant to say yes. What do we do? We check him three times, which means we ask him three different questions. Imamar alav lav al hain hain, if he shakes his head no to a question that no is the proper response, or he nods his head yes to a question that yes is the proper response, and he does this all three times, so they could write and give the get, because clearly he's 100% with it and there. And when he nodded yes to the question, do you want us to write a get for your wife? So obviously he means it, and we should do so. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, Amrulai, let's say they asked him, Nichtav get l'ishtacha, should we write a get for your wife? V'amrulai, and he told them, K'saivu, write it. And then what do these fellows do? Amrulai Seifer, they told a Seifer, V'kasav, and he wrote it. And then V'l'edim, V'chasmu, they told other Edim, and they signed it. Afal b'shekasvu, even though they wrote it, V'chasmu, and signed it, U'nusanu'ulai, and then they gave it to the husband, V'chazur nusanu'ulai, and then he went and gave it to his wife. Hare haget batal, the get is completely batal, because he never allowed them to be shluchim to tell other people to do it. He said, you have to do it. And the only way it's valid for other people to do it is ad she'emer l'sofer, is until the husband himself tells the sofer, k'saiv, you should write it, v'l edim, and he tells the edim, chasaimu, you should sign it, and only then it would be valid. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.